fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to another week of Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to begin this week talking about a passage from Acts chapter 26, reflecting on it. It's the testimony of St. Paul. It's one of the most succinct and, I think, inspiring presentations of Paul's encounter that he had with the Lord when he first met the Lord on the road to Damascus. St. Paul, who was he? Well, he was a Jewish rabbi. He was zealous for the law. He was intense. He's a very passionate, gifted guy, single-minded. And he was on the warpath against this Jewish community, these Jewish men and women who were beginning to follow Jesus, the apostles and those that there were merging in the early church. And he thought it was a heresy. He thought it had to be stamped out. And he was involved in arresting people and being present when people were being killed, early Christians. And he was on the road to Damascus, and he was given the right to go. And basically, he was going to bring back some of these Jewish believers in Jesus, arrest them and bring them back. And on the way, he encounters Jesus. And so that's the story everybody knows, for the most part, kind of that had happened. But there's a scene here in the Acts of the Apostles where Paul, who's now under arrest, is brought before King Agrippa, who is the king of Judea at the time. And the king had heard about Paul, and he wanted to hear Paul's story. And so the king is there with his whole entourage, and they bring Paul in. And he's standing before the king in all his pomp and all his royalty. And Paul begins to describe to him what happened when he encountered Jesus. And what you see in that encounter is the Lord's commissioning to him, how Jesus not only appeared to him, but in that moment of profound grace and transformation, of life-transforming encounter with the glorious risen Christ, Paul is given a very specific commission. And in that commission, we get an understanding of what's at the heart of why the church itself exists. What does the church exist for? What's the church's message? What has Jesus sent all of his people to do? All of his disciples. Not everybody has the same call that Paul has, but everybody who's baptized into Christ shares in this fundamental sending that we see a specific description of in Paul's life. So start in chapter 26, verse 12 and following. Verse 12 says, "Thus I journeyed to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. At midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew language, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It hurts you to kick against the goads.' And I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And the Lord said, 'I am Jesus, whom you're persecuting.'" First of all, it's worth stopping there. Paul's on his way to arrest Christians. He's been sent by the authorities and the chief priests, and he's a man on a mission. And he encounters Christ, and the Lord speaks to him. And he speaks to him in a very unusual way. He says, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" How is Paul persecuting Jesus? He's persecuting Jesus because he's persecuting Jesus' followers. But it's not like an ordinary rabbi. Like, Jesus was, at the time, considered a rabbi, a great teacher. And in his day, like Paul, there are lots of rabbis, and they had young men that they gathered around them that dedicated their lives to coming under the training of this rabbi. This rabbi mentored them. He led them in a total way of life. And certainly they were identified with the rabbi and the rabbi's teaching and his destiny and the rest. But to persecute one of them was not to persecute the rabbi in the way Jesus is talking about. He says, "Why are you persecuting me?" Not just his message, but me. Because Jesus is uniquely connected to each one of his disciples. Because everyone who's been baptized into Christ is born again, Scripture is very clear, of water and the Spirit. And in baptism, we're put to death. The old man that resists God is put to death. And through baptism, the cross of Jesus Christ is literally applied to one's life, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us, Scripture says, from all sin. And then it's like Jesus cleanses the temple of our lives, and then he gives us his own Spirit. That's what it means to be born again. It's not just an idea, it's a reality. We're born again by the water and the Holy Spirit. The cleansing of Christ's cross, the application of the cross to our lives, and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. That's really essentially what it means to become a Christian. And so Jesus is communicating to something to Paul that when you become a Christian, you literally become part of Christ. The very life of Jesus is in you. You become a part of his body, the body of Christ. And that's what's being revealed to Paul here, which of course he didn't understand up to that point. And then it says, "And I said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I'm Jesus whom you're persecuting." And then Jesus begins to talk to him about what he's calling him to. He says, "But rise and stand upon your feet." He's telling Paul to stand up. "For I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you to serve and to bear witness." This is something that every single disciple shares in. Again, not exactly like Paul, but fundamentally, it's the same exhortation to each disciple. The Lord's telling each one of us now to rise up. He wants us first to encounter him. That's what the preaching of the gospel does. It brings us into a living encounter with Christ. And he wants us to turn our hearts to him and give our lives to him. And he speaks to us as we encounter him. He calls each and every one of us both to lay down our lives and take up our cross to follow him. But he wants all of us to stand up now and to hear him and to realize that he's appeared to us. He's come to us for a reason, to appoint us. We have a purpose, and that purpose is directly from the Lord, who appoints us to serve him and to bear witness. We become his sons and daughters, we become his servants as his disciples, which means we shift our focus from having our fundamental concern being at the center of our lives, what I want. The shift moves to what does the Lord want? We seek first the kingdom of God, as Jesus himself said. Paul puts it this way. He said, we seek now, we make it our aim now to please the Lord. That becomes the central passion of our lives. So I want you to be in a position to serve me, Jesus said, and I want you to bear witness, to testify to the things in which you have seen me, he says to Paul, and to those in which I will appear to you. So it's a combination of the things that Jesus will show him, is showing him right now in this situation. He wants Paul to take it and to begin to bear witness to it, that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he's risen, that the one who died and was crucified is now alive again. And he's at the right hand of the Father in glory. And in Jesus Christ, the new humanity has begun. Humanity's only eternal future, the only existence beyond death, is in the person of Jesus Christ. Paul saw it. He encountered that living Jesus. And Paul's saying, so what you have seen, I want you to tell everybody about. So that's the beginning point of what it means to become a disciple and to engage the Lord's mission, to be Christians, to encounter Jesus. It's to encounter a person, a living person. And he said, not only what you've seen, but what you will hear from me, essentially, what he's saying, which I will appear to you. He's going to give him more in the days ahead, because Paul's going to be living with Jesus, just like every disciple in the Holy Spirit lives in communion with Christ in his church. He said, he's delivering you from the people and from the Gentiles to whom I will send you. Now, Jesus is giving this specific commission to send him to the Gentiles. Who's that? It's the non-Jewish world. So the gospel now, with Paul in particular, but not exclusively, because it happened already with Peter and Cornelius, the gospel begins to go in a more direct way, in a fuller way, to the non-Jewish world, to offer to the non-Jewish world the promises that have been given to Israel, the promises that come to us through the Messiah, through the person of Christ. He said, I will send you there for this reason, to open their eyes, that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Here's a very brief and simple insight into what Jesus sees. Our faith is anchored in what Jesus sees. how he sees the Father, how he sees the world, how he sees you and me and every human being. And so he's sending Paul for a purpose because he wants the people he's sending him to, the whole Gentile world, their eyes are not open. There's something they can't see. They can't see that they're separated from God, that they're in need of this new life, that they need to hear the gospel, the good news of salvation being offered in the person of Jesus Christ, God's Messiah. He said that they may turn, which is what? So talking about repentance. Repentance means to turn the direction you're in, where you're living at the center of your life, or you've erected idols in your life. You don't know the living and true God. You're not surrendered to him and living with him. And Jesus is saying, look, I'm sending you, Paul, to lead them to repentance, to turn away from what? From darkness and turn toward the light. What's the darkness? All that's not God. What's the light? The person of Jesus Christ. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. So he sees that entire world is subject to darkness, that in a very real way, every single human being is in the dark and is trapped in the darkness of sin and is in a death-directed destiny, that is a life apart from God, an eternal separation from God. So I want to lead them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. This is Jesus. He knows the entire human race apart from him is in some way in bondage to the power of the devil. I mean, it sounds extreme, but it's actually the biblical vision. It's Jesus' optic. It's what Jesus sees. It's what he understands. It's the truth that he knows about the human condition. He's saying, I want you to lead them from the power of Satan to God. That's why the church exists, to bring the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a world that doesn't know him. And through that gospel, to break the power and the hold that Satan has on every single human being that does not know Christ. It goes on, that they what? That they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So how are they going to go from darkness to light? How are they going to be brought from the power of Satan to God? Through receiving the forgiveness for their sins. Because it's sin which separates us from God and leads us into darkness. It's sin that's refusal to do the will of God and love the will of God and chooses our self-centeredness to miss God's mark for us. And the forgiveness of sins breaks the hold that Satan has on us. Because of the domination of sin, he's the accuser, the brethren. He can accuse us because we're separated from God and not living by faith in him and loving him. And all of this Jesus wants Paul to do so he can bring people to a place among the sanctified, that is, those are set apart for God, those who are with God. And that happens, he said, by faith in me, by faith in Jesus, by a radical abandonment of our lives in trust to the person of Jesus, to his gospel, to his call, to his offer of salvation to us. This is the heart, friends, of the entire mission of the Catholic Church and why the Catholic Church exists. Let's open our hearts to this very truth and live in freedom. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.